broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for July 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced a good, honest, moral people using the checks and balances that our founding fathers brilliantly gave us, that is the solution for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Without further ado, our guest today, Mr. Matthew Staver. And Matt Staver has been a friend of ours for a long time. He's the founder, the CEO of Liberty Council, LC.org, his website. He's been standing for God, family, and country forever. And if you haven't heard of him, one of his latest cases in recent times was Kim Davis. Kim Davis talking about in Alabama standing up for traditional marriage. It was a big old massive battle that went on down there. Matt, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live. We haven't had you on for a long time, but happy 4th to you and your family, and welcome back, sir.
Well, happy Independence Day to you as well and all your listeners, and thank you for having me back. It's good to be back.
All right, Kim Davis hit the news for a while, but most folks haven't heard about it, but let's quickly talk about what happened to her. She really stood up for liberty. She got barbecued for it. You went to her defense, right?
Yes, we did. We had a lot of litigation that we did for Kim Davis. She got all kinds of death threats. She had to change her phone number. Her husband got death threats, just vile things. Video game was made regarding her, and you scored higher if you hurt her. It was just unbelievable, the kind of opposition that she faced. But she stood strong. She did not want to compromise on the issue of giving her title, authority, and authorization to a marriage that conflicted with God's definition of marriage, of the natural order between a man and a woman. And so she was willing to go to jail. She spent 6 days in jail. She would have spent 6 months or 6 years if she had to. She was going to not be unfaithful to Jesus, who ultimately transformed her life radically 4.5 years before all this happened. As a result of her stand, we also had a then-person running for governor, Matt Bevin. He was not your typical politician. He came and visited her while she was in jail, became a friend of hers, was a strong vocal advocate of religious freedom, sanctity of human life, marriage, and Kim Davis. And to the pundits' complete surprise, he won the governor's seat. And the first week in office, he ultimately issued an executive order protecting the religious liberty of Kim Davis. Then last year, he and the legislators got together unanimously, believe it or not, Republicans and Democrats in Kentucky came together and passed in the House and Senate a religious freedom accommodation bill signed into law by Governor Matt Bevin. So all of that religious liberty that we had requested that she just be allowed to opt out, ultimately were victorious at the legislative level. The case was dismissed on the Court of Appeals, but the ACLU and the other plaintiffs, they're still wanting attorney's fees, even though they didn't prevail a single bit in the case. They didn't ultimately win. And so we're battling that right now. Already one of the judges in the case has ruled that they're not entitled to fees, but the battle still goes on. But Kim Davis is back to work doing her job. She was back to work a few days after she was let out of jail, and she never compromised. And as a result of her stand, huge things, both politically and otherwise, ultimately were transformed in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, it's Kentucky, not Alabama. Alabama's fighting, and our buddy Judge Roy Moore is working on that in Alabama, too. Those are two of the greatest stand-up states in the union about that, which good news. So it's right. It was Kentucky for that. Sadly to say, Rand Paul, though, could have really made a difference there, but didn't stand up, did he?
No, he didn't stand up. You know, the one person who did stand up was the person who was running for governor. And even the day of and the day before, all of the media in Kentucky said, oh, the Republicans, they just really blew it. They could have possibly won this, but Matt Bevin's going to be trounced. Well, he ended up winning a 15-point swing from what they predicted, coming away as the governor. And this was quite a change politically within Kentucky. Kentucky's not only led on the religious freedom issue, but it also led on many other issues. In fact, it just passed a comprehensive religious freedom law bill regarding public schools. Abortion clinics have ultimately been part of some of the legislation. So the governor is very popular, doing a lot of good things, and all of that came out of the Kim Davis case.
People don't realize that you could always read your Bible in school, but now they actually said, hey, you can study the Bible in school, and there's a big difference in saying the government pretending you can't read it at all, but knowing that Americans have their agency to read as they choose, but now it being an educational text for educational purposes, that's a huge step in the right direction. That's the way it was in the early days of America, right?
Now, that's a big step in the right direction. And in fact, many people don't know, but the Bible is being taught as part of the curriculum in many public schools around the country. It's certainly permissible to do so. Kentucky just passed a law that just explained what the law currently is, and that is you can objectively study the Bible in public schools regarding history, religions, literature. You know, there's just a ton of information in the Bible, both from a historical, geopolitical, religion, and just general religions in general, but also from a literary standpoint. I mean, if you look at, for example, the longest chapter of the Bible, Psalm 139, it's an acrostic poem. The first eight verses begin with the Hebrew letter A. The second eight verses begin with the Hebrew letter B, all the way down through the 22 letters of the alphabet to the Tau at the very end. So it's amazing just to study it as literature. I know people who have done that. Leland Ryken studied the Bible solely from a literary standpoint. And ultimately, he was reading the text and became a Christian by studying the Bible simply as a piece of literature.
Most critical thinking people, when they truly give the Word of God a place in their life, end up embracing the truths they find there. There's no doubt about it. Now, the sad part is, the more we stand up for liberty, the more we get attacked, as everybody knows. But Matt Staver and others have been doing that. We've got the Kim Davis really standing up on her agency and winning. We've got pro-life efforts being moved forward in a monumental way. We've got more people understanding the truth about their religious freedom and the ability to worship and pray and read the Bible as they so choose. That's gaining significant ground. But as you know, the opposition is getting more belligerent as well. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tends to be what do you want to call it? An arm of Homeland Security almost, literally attacking good Christians for no reason other than hate. As far as I can tell, they claim that they create a list of hate groups on the internet. They claimed I'm one of the biggest hate groups in the state of Utah. It's an absolute lie. They've also claimed that Matt Staver, Liberty Council, and others are hate groups. They're really the only, in my opinion, significantly funded hate group on the planet that I know of.
Yeah, they have over $300 million in endowment. They make over $50 million a year, and they have become the entity that is promoting this false narrative that these organizations that they disagree with politically, ideologically, are hate groups. Not because they're violent, they say that they're not. Not because they promote violence, they say they don't, and certainly that's true. But because they disagree ideologically on the issue primarily of the LGBT agenda. Now, during the Obama administration, they essentially were an extension of Homeland Security. But even during the Obama administration, the FBI removed them from any kind of source with regards to being a hate or group identifying organization. So even under the Obama administration, it was too much. And in fact, even under the Obama administration, the interesting thing is the governmental agency, the U.S. Department of Justice, in 2016, last year, the Disciplinary Council for the Executive Office for Immigration Review ultimately rebuked and reprimanded attorneys representing the SPLC and its allies for employing the hate group. They actually said that it was uncivil and it constituted, quote, frivolous behavior and does not aid in the administration of justice. So just last year, they got this reprimand from the Department of Justice during the Obama administration. This is how far out to left field this organization is. But here's the other problem with this group. This group throws out this hate label, and some people who are unhinged go on that particular label, and they've tried to commit mass murder back in 2012.
By the way, more than once, though. This has happened multiple times.
Including just recently, the shooter in Washington, D.C. that wanted to kill Republicans, he liked the Southern Poverty Law Center Facebook on his Facebook. And in 2014, the SPLC ran a story about Congressman Scalise, who was shot, still in the hospital. And they tried to suggest that he was a hater and supported hate groups. So you see all this connecting. Go back to 2012. Floyd Corkins He went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. They have a hate map. He found Family Research Council. He got Chick-fil-A sandwiches because the founder of Chick-fil-A had recently said at that time that marriage was between a man and a woman. He went into the FRC office in Washington, D.C. with his weapon. He pulled it. He shot the security guard. The security guard wrestled him to the ground. He had Chick-fil-A sandwiches in his backpack. He intended to commit mass murder, put the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the faces of the dead corpse, go on to one or two more organizations that were on the SPLC website.
Hold on, Matt Staver. Got a quick pause. Matt Staver with us, ladies and gentlemen, CEO, founder of LibertyCouncilLC.org, in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Matt Staver, LibertyCouncilLC.org is a busy guy. I've got to speed this interview up because, man, there's so much to cover. We've only got him for a half hour. He's got to fly. However, Matt Staver, Liberty Council, basically literally suing a group called GuideStar, which is basically associated with the Southern Poverty Law Center, right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, they're separate, but they have partnered with, if you will, the Southern Poverty Law Center. The CEO says that he has been in contact with them, speaking to them, and he used the Southern Poverty Law Center's logo to slap on 46 different nonprofit organizations, saying that they're hate groups. And this is a real political left-wing activist of the CEO who has been there since 2012. He's a climate change activist. He's pro National Abortion Rights Action League, pro-LGBT, and he can do all that in his own time, but he's now using the GuideStar organization that reports on nonprofits regarding their filings with the IRS, which in itself is fine because, you know, that comes from the nonprofits. But now he's jumped into the political realm, and he's publishing as fact data that these groups, including Liberty Council, are hate groups. All that he is trying to do is no doubt trying to hurt these organizations financially and to destroy them. And that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center says its mission is to destroy these groups, not just a list, but to destroy them.
And now they know that full well once the truth comes out, they'll lose the battle in terms of what's the truth about hate and not and everything else. But what they'll do is they'll run us all out of money before we can ever get there.
That's the point. And already, you know, some contributions have been blocked by corporations where they have matching contributions for their employees. Just this morning, I got an email sent to me that our actual press release on the Southern Poverty Law suit was blocked by Norton, the security software, saying that this organization has been flagged as a hate group. Well, it comes from the GuideStar. So we're already seeing the damage, and that's why we filed the federal lawsuit to stop GuideStar from this defamatory, reckless, and frankly dangerous labeling.
Will Rand Paul stand up on this one? He failed to stand up for Sam Gerard. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. He failed to stand up for Vicki Davis, right?
Kim Davis.
He didn't stand up there. Will he stand up on this? Because otherwise it'll be turned to him eventually.
Well, you know, even the current Secretary of HUD, Dr. Ben Carson, when he was running for president, they even labeled him this renowned world skilled surgeon. They labeled him as a hater. And there was so much public.
They even called him a racist. Now, I thought they used to say black people can't be racist. They can only be racist if they have conservative viewpoints, right?
I mean, and the only reason why they label him that way is not because he's a hater or a racist, because they don't agree with him on the issue of, say, life or human sexuality. In that particular case, it was the whole LGBT agenda. So to label these organizations or people as hate groups carries in the mind of the people who hear that, that these organizations or people, they are engaged in violence, or they promote violence, or they support violence. And so these unhinged people like Floyd Corkins tried to commit mass murder. The guy in Washington, D.C. tried to commit mass murder. They all have this singular connection. They support and follow the Southern Poverty Law Center. And now GuideStar is using the SPLC's false, dangerous, defamatory label to put it on its website and to promote it.
All right, here's the question. Will Donald help with this? He talks about fake news all the time. The biggest purveyor of fake news, in my opinion, in a hostile way, is the Southern Poverty Law Center. In my personal opinion, I know you're an attorney. You may or may disagree with this or not. I'm just the average commentator here. But I'm submitting to you that literally the Southern Poverty Law Center is the greatest domestic terrorist group in America. Well, they're belligerent, they're out of control, and they're putting folks like us in harm's way. When a shooter walks in and refers to them and literally kills people, they've gone too far.
You know, if some organization had that happen to them, they would be appalled. They would stop, even though they had no intent. But not SPLC. They still put it out there. They don't apologize. They're still out there saying they want to destroy. And it actually has, not hypothetically, but in reality, caused people to act in a very dangerous way to commit mass murder. I mean, this is reckless. It puts people in danger. You know, we have security installed in our home, in our office. We have.
We ought to be able to. We ought to be able to prosecute these people for literal treason and I don't know what it's called, but insurrections in the country, sir. This is out of control.
Well, this is like going to a crowded theater and hollering fire, and then people can trample over each other when there's really no fire at all. You know, not all speech is protected. And in fact, when you put this out as fact and you have these kinds of consequences, this is a direct threat, because we know people have actually used this false information to go out and commit bodily harm and even attempted mass murder. Fortunately, in both cases, you had a security guard at FRC that stopped it, even though he was shot. You had other security people in Washington, D.C. stopped it, even though they were shot. If those security had not been there, there would be people in their graves right now, mass graves, because of the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate label.
Is Donald Trump going to help us stop this?
Well, you know, Donald Trump is very big on this fake news, and I think that he could help stop this, because it is the biggest fake news. I'm sure that they're going to label him pretty soon, put him down as well, and probably have the White House there on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. This is dangerous, and I think he could actually come in and help. Not only that, I think GuideStar has actually gotten federal funding from the government, and that ought to stop as well.
The problem is we've got a lot of good topics to discuss with President Trump. We created a group called thefreedomcoalition.com, doing our very best to help innocents in prison, people who haven't had the due process of law, etc. We've really got to stand up there, but we tried to get Donald Trump to create a presidential commission to look into a lot of these cases. And to look into cases like this as well, we need to create a presidential commission that can literally drill in and say, hey, these people are absolute terrorists. I mean, they're crazy. They're not dealing with fact. What they do, though, is they say you and I are public figures, therefore they can say anything or do anything they want to us. That's where the lie begins, right?
Yeah, that's where the lie begins. I think it'd be a great idea to have a presidential commission to look into this hate group label.
Well, I'm available. If you can help us work on this, though, we need to get a hold of Donald Trump and really sit down and talk about this, because the problem is all the newspapers, all the law enforcement agencies, all look to the Southern Poverty Law Center as the bellwether on this, right?
Yeah, even though there's lots of criticism, even from liberal media against the SPLC, they still, like Norton's software, just filtered out our Liberty Council email. And fortunately, one of our supporters found out about it and sent it to us because his email was censored. So this has a ripple effect in so many ways. Ultimately, as we said earlier, they want to destroy you. They want to stop you from having any income or employment. And in the worst case scenario, it enables people and inspires unhinged people to commit bodily harm and even attempt mass murder, as the cases we've already talked about.
All right. I'm not sure what people can do to help except for go to lc.org and try to help put a couple of dollars in the coffers to fight this battle. Matt Staver and others have a whole group of attorneys that are willing to take this on. Hopefully this lawsuit will gain ground and hopefully we can get to President Trump. This is something serious. Literally, this is serious enough to shut down anybody who believes in Christian beliefs. Now, they act like their attack is over racism or they act like it's over sex or whatever, but really the end game is they want to shut down Christians. Isn't that the end game?
No, that's clearly the end game. In fact, Mark Potok said that exactly. He said that sometimes the media says that we categorize groups as hate groups. He says, let me be very clear. Our mission in life, what we get up and do every single day, our intent is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And that's from Mark Potok. So we don't have to hypothesize what their intent is. They're very clear about what their intent is.
And I submit to you that that is criminalistic, and it's got to stop. Matt Staver, what's your parting shot for the 4th of July, and what can we do to help, sir?
Well, like you mentioned, our website. You can go to our website at lc.org, help us out on this case and many other cases to find out what your liberties are, and we'll there be there to help stand for you, with you. But this is the 4th of July. This, you know, you go back to why we were founded. It was because of freedom, because of religious freedom, because we believe in a God who gives us liberty, and that government's role is to protect that liberty. So let's go back. I would encourage everyone to read again the Declaration of Independence, particularly the preamble. It really sets forth in our birth certificate that we're celebrating this week the purpose of government, and we need to get back to that founding principle.
And I submit to you, this is the greatest government on the face of the earth, even though it's got plenty of problems. I'm preaching positive viewpoints for America. Yeah, there's a lot of problems. I get it. But I also know there's been no country on the face of the earth that has provided more freedom to more people in the history of the world than this wonderful nation. And the key is to stick to it, to demand the checks and balances, to peacefully stand for restoration. And I believe that America will remain free until the Savior Jesus Christ comes, Matt.
Well, I do, too. And, you know, it's like Ronald Reagan, freedom doesn't just get passed down in our DNA. We have to, each generation, fight for it to make sure that we maintain that freedom. And there's been so many men and women who have died for our freedom, to the fact that we have the freedom in this country.
It's hard for me to keep up on all this stuff, Matt, but I'm hoping you'll keep me in the loop and come back soon.
I'll be happy to.
All right, we got to fight the Southern Poverty Law Center stuff together, and maybe you can help us get with Donald Trump and create a commission on this. I'm telling you, this is beyond the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of control, and they're putting people in harm's way. And sadly, I end up being one of them, along with Matt Staver. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
LC.org. Get involved today.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. GOP Representative Richard Hudson has introduced legislation to make concealed weapons permits valid in other states from the one in which they were issued. The legislation has gained lawmakers' interest since the shooting of that representative during baseball practice. At a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Rahm Emanuel and Bill de Blasio blasted the nationwide push for reciprocity. The two mayors said the idea behind national reciprocity goes against states' rights. The U.S. Treasury Secretary has announced sanctions against the Chinese bank of Dandong. The bank is accused of facilitating North Korea's access to U.S. and international financial systems. According to the secretary, that bank has, quote, been facilitating millions of dollars of transactions for companies involved in North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The U.S. will not stand for such action, he said. Additionally, the Global Unity shipping company, Dalian, has been sanctioned for what it has been doing in relations to those countries. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low delay, crystal clear audio over the internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we needed to get to this earlier in the broadcast, but we had scheduled guests and topics that were already set, so we cranked through those. On Friday, Richard Mack and Tim Starks from the Freedom Coalition literally were live at the rally in support of Sam Gerard. He's a Amish farmer who got sentenced for selling a natural product, chickweed salve. We asked Judge Reeves to do the right thing and pardon Sam Gerard and release this good man to his family. No American should go to prison for making salve out of chickweed or chickweed out of, yeah, salve out of chickweed. We implore all of our leaders in Kentucky and Washington, D.C. to stand for liberty and release Sam. We will continue to work and to pray for Sam Gerard to be free. Now, they sentenced him to literally 6 years. We covered some of it live, but they didn't render the verdict until after we were off the air. So former Sheriff Richard Mack wrote a little summary of what happened and put it on thefreedomcoalition.com. Kurt has details. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, it's entitled A Sad Day for America. Sheriff Mack says, on this day, Federal District Judge Danny Reeves sentenced Amish farmer Samuel Gerard to 72 months in prison for not registering with the FDA and for engaging in interstate commerce without a license. The most egregious reasons for this harsh and ruthless sentencing by this tyrant of a judge was that the defendant has not given me any reason not to impose the recommended sentencing guidelines. In other words, Gerard did not bow and kiss the king's ring. Gerard did not act remorseful and did not apologize. Thus, the judge determined to teach him a lesson and send a message to all Amish farmers, do what the bureaucrats command or go to jail. I was in tears, says Sheriff Mack, as I apologized after the hearing to the Gerard family, Sam's father, his wife, and his children. On behalf of we the people, I profoundly apologized for this horrible injustice. I also asked the crowd and reporters, where is Rand Paul? The judge basically admitted that he rendered the sentence because of Gerard's lack of humility and poor attitude. The judge is supposed to promote justice and be fair, the mental state of the defendant notwithstanding. Furthermore, it is the primary duty of all government officials to prevent all injustices. This judge and the prosecutors did just the opposite. They created injustice and manufactured a criminal. So the people of America can rest easier now that this dangerous Amish farmer is now in prison for the next 6 years. This is how the FDA proves we should abolish this out-of-control agency. Please, President Trump, get involved and grant this good man executive clemency. Drain this bureaucratic nightmarish swamp. Signed, Sheriff Mack.
Now, if you want to watch the whole video of when Sheriff came out of the courtroom, it's available. The FreedomCoalition.com's Facebook page. Check it out. All I'm telling you is great work by Tim Starks covering that thing live. This is serious indeed, folks. This is serious. And I don't know how to get a hold of Donald Trump to do something about this, but a poor Amish farmer's in prison. Now, you could say, well, man, what did this guy do? Well, he made a salve out of chickweed. It's all natural. You can buy it on Amazon right now, chickweed. But he didn't register with the FDA is the problem. And many people have been taken down, Kurt. We've tracked multiple people taken down over this. The problem is it's going to come to a guy like Kurt pretty soon. Okay? Because Kurt sells raw honey. And Kurt, you don't have a registration with the FDA, do you, my friend?
Nope.
You better get that fast. Or they're coming after you next.
Bow and kiss the ring, huh?
Well, that's what they want you to do. And see, to me, this issue is not about whether Sam put anybody in danger or not. There are no victims. People are happy with the salve. You know, there's been no crime. There's been nobody harmed. But it's about control, Kurt. If you ask my opinion, it's about control.
Well, another thing it's about, at least for me, is, you know, what is America? I mean, we have our basic founding documents, the Ten Commandments, the Constitution. You'll have a very hard time finding these bureaucratic agencies written in there. And as one great man, Ezra Taft Benson, said that they violate the Constitution simply because they combine the three powers, the three separated powers of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial, and that's where the main problem starts.
You're right about
you
that.
You know, another real difficulty, a real problem, or real fix, you could say, is simply in the Congress, where they could literally defund, or at least not choose to fund, these unconstitutional entities.
Well, and Kurt, the problem with these entities is they exist and they're funded, but they've also become weaponized in a literal sense. You got the Education Department busting people's doors down with guns. You've got the Food and Drug Administration having authority to throw this guy in prison for 6 years, suggesting that it's like criminal by nature, as opposed to it being a civil discussion or a lawsuit. You know, you've got ranchers being attacked by the Bureau of Land Management, who's been weaponized. These government agencies are not only unconstitutional, but they've been literally weaponized by government, right? And there's been nothing really done to rein them in. In fact, Ron Paul stood up against these things to the best of his ability, but Rand Paul is literally doing nothing. Remember, Sam Gerard's senator is Rand Paul. Rand's not touching.
Well, and the other hero in the Senate for him would be Mitch McConnell, and I'm sure he's on his way to take care of a fellow Kentuckian as we speak.
Neither of them, but the Patriots usually identify Mitch as kind of one of the insider enemies. They identify Rand Paul as one of the freedom fighters, and so it's not that I really pick Rand Paul out to be more abusive to him than Mitch McConnell, except we expect this out of Mitch. We don't expect this out of Rand.
Good point.
But we've done our very best to encourage Rand to get involved, and we know that he's heard of the details, and he's literally chosen to do nothing. Just like the Kim Davis scenario. one of the greatest law firms in the country, Liberty Counsel, can't even get a hold of Rand to get him to do anything about it. Neither can we. We got to drain the bureaucratic nightmare swamp, says Richard Mack, and boy, is he spot on. All right, moving on to other topics. We will keep the Sam Gerard case in focus, as well as many others. We are involved in the freedomcoalition.com website. That's the Freedom Coalition, where you'll find all things, where our goal is to free innocent prisoners, folks. But I guess the media is now horrified after Donald Trump tweeted a video body-slamming CNN. It takes a page out of the all-star wrestling, or the, quote, professional wrestling scenario, where Donald Trump body-slammed a guy back in the day in 2007. Well, they've now taken that video where Trump beat somebody up in reality TV, or whatever you want to say, fake TV. And then they've now superimposed a CNN image on top of it. And so the inference is that in this video, Donald Trump wrestles and trashes CNN to the ground and basically body slams and beat up CNN. Now the liberals are all going psychotic over this, saying Donald's promoting violence. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, but these are the same people that I didn't really hear them upset about the violence when it came to, you know, this Julius Caesar play that apparently they just took so much license, if you will, editorial license to make Donald Trump be Julius Caesar and, you know, literally kill him over and over on stage. I didn't hear any of these guys howling to high heaven about that. The same ones, I didn't really hear any, real complaints from them when the, so-called comedian, you know, I think her first name's Kathy something, but she held up a head of Donald Trump, a bloody head, in a picture. And, you know, I mean, and then they're just coming unglued because there's some old video that was done years ago with Donald Trump that he appears to body slam, or in other words, grab the guy and go down, you know, with him onto the ground, and it's got this little CNN logo on it. So it's nothing that happened really.
Understand,
now
the 2007 video was just superimposed with this. They just resurrected the old wrestling video and put CNN on it. So you can literally fake chopping off someone's head in plays, literally hold a bloody head on TV. All that's fine, but if you choose to do a wrestling body slam of a network, then it's a problem. Here's my response to that, Kurt. Both sides are wrong when they promote violence and hatred and ratchet up the discussion. So I'm not defending Trump here. However, I do have a comment. We'll do it in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So you got this video about the Donald's body slamming CNN. It's going crazy. They're saying Donald's promoting violence. It's got to stop, and now they're really pushing for the impeachment of the Donald. They say he's lost his marbles. But I submit to you both sides are ratcheting this up. Both sides are wrong, Kurt. I know a lot of people defending Donald Trump. I don't. Not that he doesn't have a right to kind of have some fun a little bit, and I agree that it's just that. It's fun. It's not promoting violence. However, I submit to you that the biblical reality is that a soft answer turneth away wrath. I'm going to say it again. A soft answer turneth away wrath. And I submit to you that that's what both sides should be doing. Even Ted Nugent's backed away from a lot of his rhetoric. And good for Ted. I bring this up, though, to say we need to not ratchet it up. We need to focus on things we agree on and let the rest go. We need to take the violence and the push and the hostilities out of this. We need to de-escalate, not escalate this thing. And that's just my take on the whole thing, Kurt.
Well, I agree 100%, Sam. And, you know, in my opinion, a good example for President Trump and everybody else involved, you know, our last half-hour program where we had Matt Staver from Liberty Council on, he mentioned the Kentucky governor who now, they didn't ever think he was going to be elected. He is now elected. His name is Matt Bevin, B-E-V-I-N. You know, he's, according to Salon.com and USA Today, he has proposed as a way to help the stem the outrageous gun violence in his area, the killings and things like that. He's promoting what's called prayer patrols. Now, you know, it's interesting to me that I hadn't heard about these. We did get the story just last week about basically him signing something so that the school children could read the Bible in the schools there in Kentucky. But I hadn't seen these prayer patrols recommendations from the Kentucky governor. Had you, Sam?
No, but I commend him.
Well, I agree. And so much of this, here's the, for example, USA Today, they say, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin said that his plan to confront growing violence in Louisville is to have roaming prayer groups. I think that the USA Today would probably have put little ha-ha things after that if they would have been courageous enough, but they didn't. They went on to say, Bevin urged faith leaders, public officials, and residents at a community meeting to take a 10-block span in the city's west end, walk corner to corner, and pray with the community 2 to 3 times a week during the next year. When I read this, I thought about the time in the Bible where it talks about the walls of Jericho. Do you remember that, Sam?
Yeah, great point.
And they're cruising around, and I'm sure the guys inside Jericho are kind of thinking, oh, yeah, these crazy people there outside, you know, walking around praying, and this is going to come to nothing. But, you know, the story goes on. It says he said that the walks are meant to be organic. You know, organic is such a in thing, so I guess the governor wants to be organic, you know, too. But in that I think what they really mean by that, Sam, is not like some healthy thing to eat, but organic, in other words, that the government, it says, won't necessarily lead this, you know. In other words, Governor Bevin's not going to say, okay, now it's time for you churches to start walking around and praying, But the article from USA Today continues. He says he didn't specify a start date, but suggested that local churches should get involved with the effort. He said, I'm going to ask you to walk that block. Do it the same time every single week. I'm going to ask you to stick with your block all year. The Louisville Metro Police, by the way, had handled 52 criminal homicide investigations. That's according to a Courier Journal count. That's a local paper there, as far as I understand. That put the department on pace to surpass the 118 investigations they had last year. And that, by the way, was the most in the department's 14-year history. Now, by the way, they say an additional 145 people have been shot through April. The mayor there, Greg Fisher, who, by the way, was not at the governor's meeting, said solutions to violence, quote, are many, but a lot of them require resources, obviously, quote, end quote, from housing to education and health care. He said his administration always encourages residents to get more involved with the Office of Safe and Healthy Neighborhoods and other community programs. This is not going to be solved overnight, so if anybody wants to help, we welcome you. Well, it sort of sounds like the mayor saying, hey, you know, unless you guys want to do it through us, we don't really want you to, you know, kind of run your own thing. And he sure didn't come out saying he was for prayer and all that stuff. But anyway, back to the governor's thing, the Kentucky governor, they say that at least 400 people crammed into a school auditorium to listen to the governor's speech, which was met with, this will surprise you, Sam, hecklers, applause, and occasionally standing ovations. So, you know, you got a mix of people in there, not just all his pals. Toya Johnson, she's a retired bus driver, said the problems are not only violence, but also drugs and homelessness. She thinks investing money in the West End is a better solution. I would disagree with that. But anyway, during the speech, she yelled out, she called Bevin a hypocrite. You know, doggone it. But she should be grateful that in America she can do that. In places like China or wherever, she wouldn't be doing that. Others called out asking if Bevin was going to participate in the block walks. The lady said he doesn't care about the West End. He's an insult to Louisville. He won't come down and walk with us. You know, it would surprise me to see him doing that. But anyway, there's more to the story. But the bottom line is a sitting governor that everybody said couldn't be elected is now calling on his people and the churches and saying, please pray on a regular basis and walk these areas and try to make it so that we have a better citizenry, a better society.
Amen to that. All right, wow. Couple of quick tidbits that we got to get to before the end of the hour. Looks like Chris Christie's family is hanging out on the beach at a state-owned park. And I guess what happened was that the park was closed because of funding. And nobody gets to go on it, but Christie and his family are hanging out on the beach, and everybody's livid about it. And Christie says, well, that's because I own a home here. It's different. And my response is, yeah, but you know what? You ought to stay in your house. Highlighting this fact is just going to add fuel to that fire. People are sick of the insiders having everything that the rest of us don't have, and they're just fueling that fire, Chris. You're making a huge mistake here. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, it sure is interesting, you know, that the government can close a beach. You know, I don't even know how that exactly happens. Do they, like, put up a fence all along the whole thing or whatever? But, you know, at least in the governor's defense, his house is right there. It looks like, you know, maybe 40, 50
feet away from it. Yeah, and I get that he has the right to go to his house, but to get out on the beach right now, the timing is just horrible. It's just a stupid move.
Yeah. Well, what's a stupid move is to close the beach.
Well,
I mean, What in the world do you have to close a beach for?
Because they want to play games with funding and shut down all the conservatives' agenda. They want to raise taxes. They want to do all these belligerent things, and it's the only way they can force the people into it.
If you're saying that the government has to fund the beach I guess, because they've got to have the right bathrooms or whatever else, the right lifeguards, you know, that's one of the main problems. But
amen to that.
You know,
but as long as you accept that lie that government's got to fund the beach, then you accept it all. Until you realize that government has no authority to fund the beach at all, get government out of it, get rid of the funding, the sooner, you know, would come to sanity on this thing. But anyway, Chris Christie's making a huge mistake just showing that the insiders can do whatever they want and the rules that apply to us do not apply to them. All right. Legendary musician known as Charlie Daniels warning about global government. WorldNet Daily writing a piece about that. So even Charlie Daniels is realizing that global government's out of control. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that's makes me even more of a fan of Charlie Daniels, you know, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And he's right on target, isn't he?
I think so. Now Mitch McConnell literally is against the repeal. What do you think of that, Kurt?
The repeal of, you're talking about repeal of Obamacare?
Yes.
I'm not surprised at all.
Mitch is against that.
There's hardly anybody more of an insider, a kingman than Mitch McConnell. But
now, we take no prisoners. We criticize when it's warranted. Not that we criticize individuals, but we also stand up for what's right. So Rand Paul, we're sad about him not standing up for Kim Davis. We're sad for him not standing up for Sam Gerard. There's many times when Rand Paul seems to be missing in action, sadly, and we point that out, really in an effort to get him involved, by the way. But in this case, though, Mitch McConnell melting down and won't stand for repeal. But Rand Paul quadrupling down in support of repeal, and good for Rand for doing it, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Making this a go-to issue. And so even though, you know, sometimes Rand Paul frustrates us, let's give credit where credit's due. It isn't about individuals and attacking people for me. It is about standing for principle. That, to me, is kind of the critical issue that it's about. All right, well, thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. We will be live tomorrow for the 4th of July. Hope that works out for you to listen as well. Got some incredible talk radio coming your way. You want to support us, including financially? Would love it. We need your help in every way possible to take the new media, taking center stage to the next level. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Get involved today. Your donations are absolutely welcome. We promise to use your sacred funds to spread the cause of liberty everywhere we go. All right, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.